You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome, welcome. Alan Brazil Up Front with the Romford Pelly Ray Parlour. Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by Betting Brazil. Go to bettingbrazil.com for all the latest odds and the very best offers. Ray, how are you,
yeah,
mate?
Yeah, really well, Al. Really good. All good? Indeed. Yeah, really good. I went to, what game did I go to last week? I went to West Ham, Al, against Crystal Palace. Scored two unbelievable goals I've witnessed. Andy Carroll's.
Carroll's great goal.
Of course, it's got to be nearly a goal of the season great so goal. Far. You talk about
Giroud, Mkhitaryan.
What a goal, though. And Lenzini scored a good goal as well. Big win for Slaven Bilic.
Yeah. We're going to start, Ray, with Everton Man City. And we ended up talking to Lukaku today, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We had Yannick Bolasie.
Yeah, so he was picking Bolasie up to take me treatment.
Yep.
Says, Yannick, stick him on. Stick the big
fella
on.
And what did I say, Al? First
straight
question.
In, not how are you, you know. Not how are you. Are you going to Chelsea?
No, I said, are you happy? And can you tell the Everton fans you're enjoying your football, Everton? Mm. I'm sure the Everton fans would love to hear him say really enjoying it, which he is.
But what they say and what they mean is different, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jesus.
But what a result that was for Everton.
It was a great win, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Great to see a lot of youngsters as well. Holgate at the back is looking a really good player. And obviously,
young boy
Davis and Lookman, who come on, more or less first touch, bang, back of the net. And
so what about Pep then? I just, you know, don't get me wrong, his record is sensational. He started off like a house on fire, didn't he? The goalkeeper's pants. I don't care what anyone says now. He is having an absolute nightmare in England.
Is he big enough, though, to say I've got it wrong?
He should do.
Joe Hart, I should have given him a bit more of a chance or bring
but
him back.
But you don't know. He may have said to Bravo, he says, look, it's not working, but you're here to the end of the season, then I'll look after you. I'll get you a good move. We don't know. He may have said that because he probably enticed them over.
Yeah, but surely, Al.
But one of these days, he'll make a stop.
Wait till the end of the season.
He's not even close.
They might not be in the top four.
Champions League.
Exactly. So can he wait till the end of the season? I think he's got to, if it's not working, he's not working out for Bravo. You've got to make the decision now, not the end of the season. So, look, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But
I don't think they get Joe back. You know, I think
they might have to look somewhere else.
If he'd have got Joe Hart back and said to City fans, listen, you got your wish, he's back, let's see how he does, I think that would appease him a wee bit.
Who would be available? I mean, you've got to look at the top goalkeepers at the moment. The only one really around the world, Neuer, he wouldn't come from Bayern Munich. He's very
get
happy.
Get him on 50 grand a week, he'll come.
I'm not too sure about that because it's one of them situations where he's happy. Sometimes people want to stay in Germany for their family reasons.
He's the best in the world.
Hummels was that situation. He could have got a lot more money going to City or one of the big clubs.
He's not good in goal.
But he wanted to stay in Germany. He went to the biggest club, Bayern Munich, and he's enjoying his football again.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. But big game as well. Just might as well do it now. City Tottenham coming up.
Oh,
cracker.
Unbelievable.
Tottenham champagne football the weekend, Ray. Brilliant they were.
Yeah, but the big decision they've got to make is what they do with a back four or back three. Vertonghen being out. Yeah, he's a big loss. I think he really suits that back three. It's really worked out for Spurs going that system with the wing backs. Chelsea, it's been right for them as well. But whether he puts Wimmer in now, who's decent.
I've not seen enough of him.
He's decent. He's okay. He can do a job for you. Or he goes to a flat back four again. But then you don't. Dele Alli might not have the license to do what he's doing at the moment, getting into the box and creating chances and scoring goals. So it's a big decision Pochettino's got to make there. But Man City, it's all about big players. How do you respond to a defeat? Yeah. A big defeat as well. Not just a 1-0 or 2-1, 4-0 drubbing. Everton. So Pep Guardiola now, he'd be looking at his squad, say who's going to react best, who's going to battle back and win the game.
Look at the game before, they absolutely murdered West Ham, and then they play. They had chances, by the way. We should point out against Everton, they had chances.
Yeah.
At half time, it could have been different. Anyway, what about the big one, Old Trafford? I backed Man United to win 2-1, so I was disappointed.
Yeah, I thought Liverpool were very good. I thought first half, all the hype was around Pogba, we know, with the emoji and this, that and whatever.
How about old numbnuts with the hair and all that?
Yeah,
Pogba? What was he doing there for the penalty?
Yeah, I mean, so Liverpool, obviously, looking back at it, they'd probably be a little bit disappointed not to get all 3 points. You know, they're in a great position, they concede late in the game. But credit to Jose Mourinho and his side, they kept going. You know, I saw a little bit more spirit in the team. He changed the situation. I thought Rashford would come on.
And me.
He put Fellaini on.
And me.
I was thinking, well, wait a minute. Well, that's the wrong decision there, surely. Fellaini changed the game. He changed the game.
But why?
A bit more direct.
To be honest, they had chances, didn't they? Pogba had a good chance.
Oh, that first half.
And Mkhitaryan had a chance as well, didn't he? So they did have, you know, to be fair, United, without being polished, they lost the midfield.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's them yellow shots, but you go for a pee, come back, you think, have United had a player sent off here? Liverpool looked to have more players in the pitch. They were swarming all over the place. They really pressed.
It's probably the stewards out you were pushing as well. The stewards had the same colour on. But Mignolet played well as well in goal.
Obviously, good save from Zlatan.
That's been his problem, isn't it? Been, you know, with Caris in goal and Mignolet, who did he pick? But Mignolet done well.
Caris come back for the game before and played well. Then he changed that again.
Yeah, Jürgen. So, you know, he's probably not got his goalkeeping situation right yet either, like Man City, but Mignolet done all right the weekend.
Ray, I was on the table, and you know, you look at Chelsea a couple of weeks ago, you thought, it's over. And then Costa has his problems. You know, the Chelsea Tottenham game. Do you know what I mean? Not Chelsea Tottenham. Chelsea, is it Liverpool they go to? And then they've got Arsenal at home, I think.
Mm.
Chelsea have got a couple of big games coming up.
Yep.
This is not over, by the
way. No,
this
of course
is tight.
Now it's too far.
Arsenal in there, Tottenham in there. And I think still, I wouldn't rule out United. I think United could go on a run.
Well, it's going to be difficult for United and Man City. But look, 17 games left, loads of points.
Exactly.
17 games left, loads of points to earn. This weekend, look, Chelsea, you expect them to get all 3 points against Hull City, who've got four real tough games now, Hull City. But look, they're the big tests, you know, when they play Liverpool, when they play Arsenal. That will get the others back into it as well, if they can get a result there. Liverpool can beat Chelsea, suddenly it all closes up again.
Yeah.
But Chelsea, look, it looks like Costa and Conte have come to an agreement to say he will stay to the end of the season, which is great news for Chelsea because, you know, he's a top striker. Look, great performance at Leicester away. Everybody thought, oh, this could be a banana skin now without Costa, with what's going on with the lads. And they were superb. Absolutely different class. So just shows you they can play without him, but with him in your squad, you've always got more of a chance of winning the game.
And don't forget the window's still open for, another couple of weeks?
Yeah. Whoever's going to move on now, I mean, I'm sure. I think the window's more for the bottom teams. It's more for panic, not panic buying, but they're more or less saying, right, we need a little bit of a influx of players to really give everybody a lift. Crystal Palace comes to mind with Sam Allardyce, he's bringing players in. We know Swansea bought a couple of players in, Tom Carroll and Olsen from Norwich. Now,
What about the Southampton goalkeeper? I'm just thinking of someone for City. The big fella.
Foster.
Yeah, what about him?
Well, you
came from Celtic.
Would you look at Tom Heaton, Burnley?
Well, there is a bit of a rumour flying about.
Heaton, he's a top-class keeper. He's had his spells with England as well. So, you know, he's a decent keeper. Look, no, I'm sure clubs like Burnley and Southampton and
there's a young kid at Sunderland. He's maybe not
bad as
well.
He's very good. Pickford, yeah, very good.
So there is one or two out there. Anyway, we move on. Oh, God, do we have to? FA Cup, my boys never turned up. I'm talking about Ipswich. Tractor boy. I'd make them go home in a tractor from Lincoln, I would.
Well, I would have made them walk out. Not about a tractor. At least that goes a bit faster than walking. But,
shocking.
What an awful performance. It really was. I mean, they got a little bit lucky in the first game. Drawing 2-2, Portman Road. Tom Lawrence coming up with the goods, who's the main...
Good player.
Yeah, good,
like
good player.
Him.
But
like
I watched it and I didn't see no desire. I thought, and this is a real compliment to Lincoln, that they were the Championship side and Ipswich were the ones in the National League. So that's the biggest compliment I can pay him because Ipswich didn't turn up and their passing and movement was not to be seen. And Lincoln was well-deserved winners.
First time in a while I've heard Mick McCarthy, Ipswich manager, very, very angry.
Well, Terry Butcher as well after the game. He said it's an embarrassment. Them players playing for that shirt, Ipswich Football Club, which is a big, big club, and you can't be playing like that. And, you know, Terry Butcher was an absolute legend. You play with him. He's got great...
Remember him scoring a great goal. 60,000 people. Quarter-final UEFA Cup. And we played a Cologne team, FC Cologne. There had a wee guy in the left wing. No one really knew him. Or was it right wing? Where did he play? Little bandy guy. No one knew who he was. End of the game, we soon knew. Litbarski.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, remember Pierre
Litbarski?
Yeah,
what a player, yeah.
They had Fischer, they had Schumacher, the goalkeeper. Tony Woodcock played, Woody.
Yeah, yeah.
They're a cracking side, cracking side. And we beat them 1-0 over there. Big
always,
Butch, 60,000 head.
I always remember Terry Butcher from the blood-stained shirt. The old bandage around his head.
Well, I grew up in my football career with Terry.
Can you imagine that now? You can't even have blood nowhere near anybody. You have to change your shirt.
But Terry came, very briefly, Terry came to Ipswich late and he was green as grass. Mm. And you could wind him up, you could nutmeg him and dummy him. Oops. And he'd then go on the hunt to do you.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. There was steam coming out of his ears. Yeah.
Where was he originally from?
Lowestoft. Lowestoft boy.
So he's local lad.
Yeah. But he was very green and he didn't really understand professional football. But he soon learned, he turned out he'd be great.
But it's all about passion, Alan. I didn't see no passion whatsoever in the Ipswich team.
No.
FA Cup.
I know.
An opportunity to be at home in the next round against Brighton.
Ray, quick one, Sutton United. Just a quick one. I thought Wimbledon were certainties. Bring them back to Wimbledon.
So did I, Al.
And then 1-0 up, you thought, yeah. That's it. And then down to 10 men. It was not ascending off.
It's not been a good punting week for us, is it really? I mean, if you look at it, Wimbledon.
Can't let me a tenner for some petrol, can you?
Do you know, I thought it was a really good bet last night? Barnsley. They've got a good home record and they're playing Blackpool.
Why don't we just lump on Burnley?
Burnley's always
at home.
They're like Barcelona. They're like Barcelona at home.
I need a tenner for diesel. Right, it's up front with Alan Brazil. Alan Brazil is sponsored by betonbrazil.com. It's a betting site for all sports, punters, great odds, markets, and great offers. Listeners to this podcast have now got up to £60 deposit, and that's a match when you use the promo code Alan60. Just visit betonbrazil.com and enter promo code Alan60 on your first deposit, and we will match your deposits up to £60, okay? We'll also look out for a daily happy hour offers between 5 p.m. and 6. Sign up now, betonbrazil.com, and don't forget, over 18s only, please. Offers is for new customers only. Terms apply. Betting should be fun, so please, please, go easy. Gamble responsibly. Right, Saturday. Let's look at crackers. Again, Man City Spurs. We fancy goals here, Ray, don't we?
Well, I look at Spurs and they go out all the time. Look, maybe if they can get the defence right. Vertonghen's out, we know. But certainly they're scoring goals. I mean, scoring four against West Bromwich Albion. Harry Kane hat-trick, he'd be in top form. Dele Alli we know about in the last few weeks.
West Brom have been doing well.
Well, I thought it'd be very similar to when they played Chelsea, when they played Arsenal, very hard to beat. It's all about scoring the first goal against West Brom. If you can get an early one, they have to change a little bit of the system. But credit Spurs, they are probably the most attractive team to watch at the moment. I mean, it's a side that...
I've gone 1-1, that's where I've gone.
Yeah, I think I've gone for a Desmond in this one, 2-2. I think that there will be goals. I think Man City... the way they defend, but I also you've got to be wary of Aguero, De Bruyne, especially being at home, Silva. So I've gone for a score draw as well.
Real Bravo in there.
Well, Bravo will concede a few, so that's why I've gone Tottenham score 2 and maybe Man City to score 2 as well.
Maybe they'll have a blinder. West Brom Sunderland, again, it's got to be West Brom for me.
Home win, yeah. I think they've got to bounce back from that awful display at Spurs. Pulis will look at it and say, look, Tottenham are a very good side, but now it's all about bouncing back. And Sunderland, look, out of the FA Cup now, losing to Burnley. David Moyes has got so many dodgy injury problems. I mean, the injury list at Sunderland is horrendous. Some really key players out.
He'll be up front.
So yeah, so you got to fancy West Bromwich Albion at home. I'm sure there'll be a few punters out there saying, you know, home win. This is going to be one of our teams in our accumulator going forward.
Stoke Man United. I've gone United again, but Stoke have picked up.
Yeah,
give Crouch a new contract, didn't he? And
he's 99 think, goals now. Al,
I think United will just wear them down.
He'd be looking trying to get in the 100 club.
1-2, 1-3.
Yeah. Well, I've gone for Man United win as well. I just think they'll have a little bit too much quality. I think Stoke, look, it's a free game for them. If they can get anything out of the game, getting a draw against Man United is a positive result. They've got themselves out of trouble now under Mark Hughes. They've got good players. So they'll be looking to finish as high as they can. But I just think Man United, we need a reaction. Showed a little bit of spirit coming back and getting a draw in the end against Liverpool. And I think they'll move on and get a easy... They will get 3 points there. I've gone for 2-1 to United.
Really tricky one here. Your old boys, Borough, against a team that you may have supported when you were a wee lad. West Ham, your dad took you.
I've got interest in West Ham. I've got interest in West Ham. I want him to do well. Obviously, going to the London Stadium. I was at the Palace game. As I said before, witnessed two brilliant goals. But it's what they get out of that game. Borough, we know what Borough are like. Can't score goals. Really struggling in front of goal. They brought Gested in. Will he change anything? I'm not too sure.
They've got the Bamford
looks like he's a sign, but he's not really...
He's a bit silky, but is he strong enough? Yeah. Is he physical
enough?
Obviously,
they've relied on Negredo a lot up front for Borough, but they're good defensively. So... I don't know what I did here.
They work.
I think you've gone for a Borough win here, haven't
you?
Yeah,
I have, just.
But I think I've gone for a West Ham win. If they can take a lot out of that game, in the second half, they play 4-4-2. They put Fagouli on the right-hand side, Lanzini on the left-hand side, Antonio and Andy Carroll up front. Now, that is a handful.
They get the service,
that is
absolutely
a handful. You know, get the balls into the box. And I think they could cause a few problems at Middlesbrough.
Okay, next one is a tricky one. And I think I've gone for a Palace win here.
Have you?
I think I have. I'm sure I did. Did I not go Palace? I tell a lie. I went Palace 1, Everton 2.
What? You just gone for a Palace win, now you're going to Everton. I thought you might say a draw.
We do a little draw together and it's a few quid. So right, I'll try and confuse them.
I've gone for a draw on this one. I think Palace, they need a point. Again, they've got to look at this game as 3 points. Sellers Park, but I think he's got his first win there, Sam, against Bolton in the FA Cup.
Everton smashing
good side. Everton.
We spoke to Lukaku, who's in great form this morning. Now I've gone 1-2.
Yeah, I've gone for a draw. I've sat on the fence, 1-1 for me. And look, Everton have played really well against City. If they can carry that on to Sellers Park, then they probably will be favourites to win the game.
Yeah. Sad news about Graham Taylor, by the way. Didn't know him that well, but every time I spoke to him, he was a nice, nice man.
And do you know what, Al? Just a quick thing on that. Lincoln City, he was brilliant.
Yeah.
You know,
started
76
there,
minutes or something. They all
clapped. No, he started his career there.
Yeah, so well
so
done to
Bournemouth,
him.
Watford. I've gone Bournemouth.
I've gone Bournemouth.
Yeah.
I think they're desperate for a result. Lost last week, which was a bit of a surprise because Eddie Howe left loads of his players out. 11 changes for the FA Cup. Defeat at Millwall, but they didn't follow up with a win against Hull City. Lost the game. Now, I think he really wants a reaction now. And Watford, a little bit hit and miss for me.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit wary of Watford. I hope they don't get sucked into the relegation battle, but I think Bournemouth might be a little bit too strong.
I think Watford's home form, when they need it, they'll get victory. Liverpool Swansea, for me, it's a no-brainer. 12:30 kick-off Saturday. Swansea brought in, they've made a few changes, but Liverpool have got to be too strong.
Yeah.
Even though they're playing the replay of the cup, I fancy 2-0, 3-0.
Yeah, Liverpool.
Right, Sunday, Southampton against Leicester. I keep trying to give Leicester a chance, Ray, and I really do. I think we're going to see the real Leicester. No, I've gone for a home win.
I've gone for a draw. Leicester going away from home. They've been so inconsistent in the league. They went to Everton in the FA Cup, beat them. You know, and Everton go and beat Man City 4-0. So that just throws all the form book out the window a little bit, but. Leicester, I've gone to pick up a point, but Southampton.
Have you?
Well, Southampton are decent at home. They obviously beat Liverpool in the cup. So it's an odd one to call this one. They get obviously coming off a Burnley defeat as well. Southampton, which you know a lot of clubs have gone up to Burnley and lost the game. So there's no
easy. So
easy.
I've gone home win. Two more, Ray. Your boys against Burnley.
Well, I think the last two are pretty straightforward, Al, for me.
Well,
two
Burnley,
home wins.
Burnley, their home form's remarkable. Third best in the league.
One point away from home, Burnley.
Yeah, amazing. So we've got to go the Arsenal.
You've got to
two
go
or three?
Arsenal. Well, Arsenal, they can't afford to lose these games. You know, I'm no disrespect to Burnley. If you've got any chance of winning a league or finishing second and top two, you can't be losing home to Burnley. So I've got to put them down as a home win, and very similar to Chelsea. Chelsea will keep the pressure on.
What about Hull? To be fair, the boy's come in, hasn't he? The Portuguese.
Done well.
And he's won the first one against Bournemouth. We worked out the next 4 or 5 games are absolute shockers for them. And then they've got Burnley at home, haven't they? And it's their only hope they can beat Burnley. Mm. But can they pick up a point between now and then?
Well, that's going to be the if they can, it'd be brilliant. That's a massive bonus. But going to Stamford Bridge, they're playing well.
2-3,
they're
Chelsea.
Playing well. Yeah, I've got to. I think Costa will be back. It'd be interesting to see if he puts him straight back in, Conte, or he says, okay, Leicester. We went to Leicester without you. We won 3-0.
Will Embarrasson be putting him on the bench?
I'm going to keep the same team.
And he gets warms up and comes on. And some of the punters, boom.
I'll tell you what, it show a big, what can I say? I'm the manager, like Jose would do. A Conte, say, look, you can't muck about. This is Chelsea Football Club. There's no one bigger than the club. And I'm going to put you on the bench today. But I think he will start him. I think that Conte will say they come to their differences. And I think Costa, I wouldn't put it past him to score the first goal, and they go on and score the win quite comfortably.
Well, a couple of last ones, Ray. Transfers. Payet is the big one. We're here now, it's personal problems. I think he's, look, I'm not going to beat about the bush. I think his missus has got the hump. She wants to go back to France, and it's causing him major grief. So maybe it's not about China, whereas Diego Costa may be about China, or does he want to go back to Atletico? So first of all, who will make it to the end of the season? Will Payet be gone? Will Costa remain to the end of the season?
Costa will definitely be at Chelsea, and Payet will definitely probably be leaving. That's how I look into it. I think West Ham have got to come to a deal with Marseille to say we need him out of the club.
We spoke to Harry Redknapp and he said, get ready. He's got
you
to go.
You got to, Al. You can't have players who don't want to play for the club because it upsets other players. So I think West Ham will be now, that phone will be going every single day saying, right, what's the offer now? What's the offer? And I'm sure they're playing, it's a game of poker at the moment. You know, who's going to give him first? You know, West Ham will want 30. Marseille are willing to play 20. So you always put it in the middle. It'd be about 24, 25 million he goes for. West Ham have to suffer the 5 million they wanted. But you don't want unhappy players in your camp. But Diego Costa, he will definitely be there. And then, at the end of the season, China will be calling. Griezmann will be the one that everybody will be chasing.
Yeah, I think Manchester
Chelsea, United, they'll all be after Griezmann. And that's when Diego Costa, that could be where it is, Al. That could be where the deal's
Griezmann
done.
Griezmann here.
Yeah. Griezmann goes to Chelsea.
Yeah.
Diego Costa goes back to Atletico. That could be the deal.
Well,
who knows?
I said that yesterday, Ray. I said that. And people said, oh, no, he's going to China. And I went, don't rule out Spain. Don't rule out a return.
Well, it's very hard to turn down £570,000 a week, though, as well. So, look, financially, don't know what sort of position he is in his life. He's on big money at the moment. But does he want to chase the pound? No, if he does, he'd be in China. Simple as that. We'll have to wait and see on that one. But certainly, transfer window.
Do you think get any radio stations in China? What? Paying big transfer fees.
I can't believe the Brazil show ain't gone out there yet. Well, on tour.
Huh? What's your agent's number?
The big money move. Alan Brazil goes to China. I'm waiting for that in the Sun newspaper. Well, is that going to happen or not?
No. I've run with Alan Brazil with an on for Pelly.
You're like a chow mein, didn't you? Like a chow mein.
I've not done China yet, so we'll see.
What?
We'll see. I've not been over there. We will see. Thank you. Join us next week, Ray Powell and I, on Upfront with Alan Brazil, sponsored by BetAndBrazil.com.
Brought to you by Audioboom.
BetAndBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please bet responsibly. For more on this, visit gambleaware.co.uk.